Blog Talk Radio.
I feel the
Hello, world, and happy hump day. You're listening to The Art of Seduction with Grey Eyes Smith. And tonight's show is based on a contest ran by Lee Wildove and myself. And it was based on three quotes. And the first one is, I love when you're touching me while whispering seductive things in my ear. I wish you would sneak up behind me. Sorry, the second one is, I wish you would sneak up behind me, whisper in my ear and tell me things I have been dying to hear. The third one is, for it was not into my ear you whispered, but into my heart. It was not my lips you kissed, but my soul. And that's the gist of tonight's show. And we also have a couple of open poetry poems as well. But tonight's show is brought to you by Late Night Poets, which is a group on allpoetry.com. And we have anthologies available on Amazon under the same moniker of Late Night Poets. So please feel free to check those out. They're beautiful hardbound poetry books with filled with poetry from poets around the world. So please feel free to check those out. Okay, I'm going to go to the studio here and see who we've got. Well, I think we have Thomas here. Hello, Thomas?
Nope, but you get two more guesses.
Hi, Bobby.
There you go. You got one guess left. Yeah, he and I share the same area code.
Yeah, exactly. So there's two of you here, and both from the same area code. So welcome, Thomas, to the show.
Thank you, thank you. You know, we now have a well-represented area code.
Absolutely.
You betcha.
That's great. So I'm going to grab your poem, Bobby, if you wouldn't mind, please. As soon as you see it here. There you go.
I think it would help if I got off of mute.
Yeah.
It's easier to hear you.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, my telepathy classes aren't working very well. Anyway, here we go. Let me tee this up. Yeah, probably. Okay. Back rub. We come in from the brisk autumn wind after a chilly day of raking leaves. Let's take a shower and warm up, you suggest, and a trail of hastily cast-off clothing follows us to the door. As the steam rises in the spacious shower, provocatively fogging the glass door, I press my cold breasts against your warm back, and into your body's involuntary shudder, I whisper, would you like it if I scrubbed your back? As I nibble your neck and wrap my arms around your waist, I note with a smile your approval. As you turn, take me by the hands and lead me into the waiting shower. What a glorious conjoining beneath the stinging spray, soaked bodies, soapy scrungies, and then the slippery fun begins. Silky, slick skin coalesces in aquacious rapture as anterior meets posterior and obverse meets reverse. No coefficient of friction exists in our tile temple, with handfuls of aromatic body wash being applied to all epidermal coverings. The question arises, can you do that with shampoo? And the question is enthusiastically answered. You wrap your arms around my waist and whisper in my ear, how would you like to continue this discussion in the bedroom? And while it is said as a question, the exclamation point that follows it, and me, is unmistakable. I'll give you a back rub, you continue. I respond, but beloved, you already have. And aren't you thinking more of a front rub? Perhaps. In any case, I want to finish what you started. I think there's a naked nap in my future. End poem.
Well, that was
yeah. Watch out for the nap.
All right. But no, that was a steamy, right, and a powerful read. You know, it's engaging and evocative, and, you know, you can see all this as it happens. And I thought you did a wonderful job with it, Bobby. What did you think, Thomas?
Yes.
Well, the shower of words in this piece definitely leave me steamy, that's for sure. I know I backed into that one, but... This was delightfully seductive and very sensuous and fun. I think that's the best thing I can say about it was from start to finish, it was a lot of fun and had me smiling. And when you
I
can do
so.
That sexy too, that's a wonderful combination.
If you can't laugh into the pillow, where can you laugh?
Yeah, love without laughter isn't much love at all.
There you go.
Absolutely.
There you go. I'm glad you liked it. I had fun writing it.
I can tell.
Absolutely. Okay, Thomas, I have your write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Oh, certainly. Hold on a second. Here we go. Okay, this is written to the third quote, our prompt, for it was not my ear you whispered into, but into my heart. It was not my lips you kissed, but my soul. Now, this is called language. Rain. The falling down. Notes of music. Footprints. Glissade in the moments where wonder touches reality. Love mingles with awe. I feel you like a wind covering all that I am. So every cell feels you for how silence speaks. There are lessons we are taught constantly and we need to learn again and again. Because as clothes fall, fingers touch, and rain falls until we are no longer out of reach. Instead, consumed by a fire that grows as we grow closer, you taste a lobe, nibble harder, then sigh, followed by a soft demand more like a whimper seals into the heart, leaves me covered by darkness. Filled with the light. Embers create the soft flame, eternal. End poem.
That was a beautiful read, Thomas. And, you know, this is a wonderful poem full of love and tenderness, and I love your connection with nature in the opening stanza there. And there are lessons we are taught constantly, and we need to learn again and again. Because as clothes fall, fingers touch, and rain falls until we are no longer out of reach. Instead, consumed by a fire that grows as we grow closer. Yeah, just beautifully executed, Thomas. Excellent job. And, Bobby, what did you think of Thomas's write?
I thought it was deeply romantic and wonderfully passionate. And and a very intimate write. This is not something you can write from a casual dalliance. This is from a deep and abiding relationship with one person that you have cleaved to and who you have exchanged important moments with and spent the important moments of your life with. So I think this is almost an homage. It's almost a love letter.
Thank you.
Absolutely, yeah, I agree. And would you like to say anything about your poem, Thomas?
No, I was in, other than really, this is just one of these things that I consider a study in a way. You know, you when taking something like rain, a whisper, the way rains whisper, and, you know, and I feel you like the wind covering all that I am. That whole kind of just studying it and then bringing in the contrast to the heat and the fire. It's sort of like a pen and ink sketch, I guess, the best way to describe it. But that's also the reason why I call that language, because it speaks its own language.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely, Thomas. And thank you for sharing that. Okay, I'm going to grab the next poem and put this into this group. And this is called The Other Kiss by In Chains. Or The After Kiss, sorry. Sweet, sweet honeyed kisses upon a beautiful moonlit night. Peach glossed bosom, dawning in air's steamed heat. Long pianist fingers painting semicircle patterns upon my goosebump flesh. As bitter fruit, it tempts. He has a strong bone, a rich fine white wine set to postpone high-pitched screams and echoic moans, jaw clashing against vibrations, excitement onset, blood pressure rising up again quickly from out of the shadows. I part my fishnet stocking thighs as we dance real close, roving tongues, just lust, wide-eyed feast, submissive while our entwined bodies engaged in rhythmic thrust, making wild love, not war, as we blindly ride barebacked into the thick of the storm. End poem. And she also based that on the third quote. But that was just wonderfully written. You know, you can see all of this as it happens, as you go through the right. Very descriptive and engaging and passionate and sensual. What did you think, Bobby?
Very steamy, erotic, white, very athletic. A lot of galloping around going on here. Very well written. The visual imagery is stunning. But like I said, it's a very sensual, very erotic piece.
Absolutely, yeah, I agree. And Thomas, what did you think?
I agree with what Bobby had to say. I just, when I was listening to it, for some reason, I kept getting this image of fingers running up and down the keys of a piano. It's something about the rhythm of the piece, and the images she chose. He has a strong bone, a rich, fine white wine set to postpone high. Pitch screams and echoic moans. It just had that percussion-like feel of fingers hitting piano keys. I thought it was really kind of a neat effect. So the way she handled the short lines and the consonants and assonance in this piece really speaks really, really well to her sense of control of language and a real understanding of the power of the words she uses. Very, very well done.
That was an excellent comment. Thank you, Thomas. Okay, I have the next poem up. It's by Martha Gettle, and she has a SoundCloud. And I'll play that. Oops, there we go.
My Heart Is Your Captive by Martha Gettle. Darling, whisper to my heart, promise me we'll never part. Run your fingers through my hair, make me feel how much you care. Only you can touch me right and leave me dreaming about tonight. Oh, baby, how my heart races when your hands linger in those places. 'Cause my heart is your captive. I'll never want to be free. When in my ear you whisper sweet words, My heart flutters like a captive bird. Baby, your breath in my ear makes me want to burrow near. And when your hand is on my breast, my mind is consumed with what's coming next. 'Cause my heart is your captive. I'll never want to be free. When in my ear you whisper sweet words, my heart flutters like a captive bird. Darling, come lay me down tonight. Remove my clothes and hold me tight. Then, lover, show me once again why our love will never end.
Well, that was a beautiful job. Excellent singing. And, you know, I really like the nature of her poem. You know, it's passionate, sensual, engaging. You know, it pulls you in as it goes along. Baby, your breath in my ear makes me want to burrow near. When your hand is on my breast, my mind is consumed with what's coming next. You can just feel the passion and desire in that. What did you think, Bobby?
I like the lyrics. I think she has there's a beautiful message there, and I admire anyone who has the courage to sing a cappella.
I'm with you.
It's not easy. So she gets two gold stars, one for a good poem and one for having the chutzpah to sing a cappella.
Right. Absolutely. Thank you, Bobby. And Thomas, what did you think?
Once again, I totally agree with Bobby. I don't think I could take on the idea of singing one of my pieces, even when I know the music that's running in my head. This is just delightful. It's not deep. It's not super powerful or rich with, adjectives and comparisons and similes or magical metaphors. No, it's just nice, straightforward, delightful promise of being available and willing to be loved by the person you love. I thought the ending was the perfect way to end. Darling, come lay with me, Darling, come lay me down tonight. Remove my clothes and hold me tight. Then, lover, show me again why our love will never end. What more could you ask for? Delightful. I really thought it was great.
A wonderful comment. Thank you, Thomas. Okay, Bobby, I'm going to post the next poem, if you wouldn't mind, please.
No.
Oh, actually, that was a SoundCloud.
Oh, very good.
I'll leave that.
So I'm sitting here in admiration of Martha still.
He's being a tease.
There you go. Bobby, whenever you're ready.
Oh, I thought you said you had a SoundCloud.
A SoundCloud, yeah.
Yeah, I skipped that poem.
Okay, I'm officially confused. Am I reading White Moon Love? Very
yes.
Good. Okay,
yeah.
I can do that. Need a reason. Gold-bearded jawbone grazes clavicles as sun-drenched warmth clothing backside, your breath trickling down, softly down my bosom. Candle wax melting me like honey and hydrangeas deep in the forest cove of my thighs. Fragrances of damp earth and pinkberry clouds, red velvet satin bathing my skin as you inhale me to the very softness of my limbs, how they are malleable to fit you as a ruby in my ribcage. You nibble my shoulders, smooth porcelain neck, gently pulling my silken acorn hair to the side as you whisper in my ear, like a seashell, how my breasts are like pearls dangling slightly from ears of the moon. And you slip yourself slowly, bronze rod pummeling me, and a wildflower wet with dew of the fields, morning glory brightly blazing through the window. After a night of deep fluttering over the black and silver granite countertop enshrouded by autumn harvest aromas, kissing our naked white moon skin. End of poem.
Beautifully, beautiful read, Bobby. And how engaging is that poem? You know, it pulls you in right from the beginning with gold-bearded jawbone, grazes clavicles as sun-drenched warms clothes, backside. Your feelings trickling softly down my bosom, candle wax melting like honey and hydrangeas deep in the forest cove of my thighs. Yeah, just erotic and sensual for sure. What did you think, Thomas?
No. Does a beautiful job of creating a real scenario where the erotica, the sensuality, the heat of the moment is given a real beautiful, shimmering, poetic, wrap, I guess you could say. So that it all becomes just something that is luscious and warm and touches you and kind of holds you in it right down to the very last end, where we have autumn harvest aromas kissing our naked white moon skin. A very, very, very enchanting piece.
Well said. Thank you, Thomas. We appreciate the comment. And Bobby, what did you think?
I think I had to read it very slowly because my readers were starting to fog up. It was a very, very sensual piece. Beautiful descriptions. I mean, just very tactile. You've engaged all the senses, aroma and touch and smell, fragrances of damp earth and pink cloud berries, wonderful descriptions in here. And like you said, it is engaging. It brings you in and keeps you captivated until the very end. I couldn't help but wonder, though, the last stanza, after a night of deep fluttering over the black and silver granite countertop, shrouded by autumn harvest aromas, I was thinking to myself, if that's where they made love, they're going to need a nap.
Right.
I don't know about you, but my granite countertops aren't conducive to that sort of activity.
No, they're hard.
It's cold.
But it is a beautiful, it is a beautiful, beautiful piece.
Well said. Thank you, Bobby. Okay, Thomas, I have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay. Midnight Remembrance by Master Haggard. A guest in your peak, I had come to seek when you rose to hear. We left without fear. The wisp of a song, it had not been long, your pure essence took and wrote my own hook. You snuck up behind me, whispered in my ear, told me all those things I was dying to hear. A notion in the glimpse of time, carrying desperation from your hips. You tingled my ecstatic senses and chilled me to my quivering lips. I love you, night maiden. You had come and laden me with the excited lawn. We ambled there till dawn, savored every kiss greedily. We cherished the night equally. I loved you. Nip-necks made a promise within sex. Tossing to and fro among the stars, you are my Jupiter and I your Mars. We held within every entranced thrust, made the twilight into our own dust. Parting winds and held barren to sea, You are everything I had ever seen. Never leave. Hold still. Quiet minds. Bend wills. You are the desire from the every fragrance, the banquet of our unwavering cadence. End poem.
Well, that was beautifully read, Thomas. You know, and how deeply powerful is this poem? You know, you snuck up behind me, whispered in my ear, and told me all these things I was dying to hear. Emotions into the glimpse of time, carrying desperation from your hips. You tingled my ecstatic senses and chilled me to my quivering lips. Just a haunting poem full of profound imagery. What did you think, Bobby?
I enjoyed it. I liked the cadence of it. The rhyming was very smooth. It didn't interrupt the storytelling. It enhanced it, and it almost, as I listened to it, it almost became Byron-like to me in its passion and its all-consuming desire. It was a very passionate, very stirring write, and I love the ending, that never leave, hold still, quiet mind, bend wills. You are the desire from every fragrance, the banquet of our unwavering decadence. That couplet at the end, I'm going to make an obscure reference here. Please forgive me. This piece reminded me, the ending reminded me of the ending of Rachmaninoff's variation on a theme of Paganini. Well, you have this thundering piece of piano music, and then it ends with da-da-da, and that's it. You know, it just all of a sudden you're going to go, wait a minute, where did it go? Yeah, it's just because you've got this wonderful thundering piece at the beginning, and the ending is so quiet that you're left breathless. And I think that's how this piece affected me.
Well, that was a great comment. Thank you, Bobby. And Thomas, what did you think?
Well, I liked it. It had a feeling of being in parts, I guess you would say. You know, you have the opening, a guest in your peak I had come to seek. When you rose to hear, we left without a fear. And then a notion into the glimpse of time, carrying desperation from your hips. You tingled my ecstatic senses and chilled me to my quivering lips. And then finally, they consummate and... then we come to this ending where all of a sudden it is as if he stopped and stood back and almost for a second became objective while still and totally enchanted enough to say, this is everything I've ever been looking for. You know, you are the desire from every fragrance. And I just find that it became a really fascinating piece with this sort of tidal motions that move through the words. I thought it was a really, really well done piece.
Brilliant comment. Thank you, Thomas. Okay, I have the next write up here, and it's by Ruby 2446. It's called Whisper While You Touch. Hold my head in your beautiful hands as our bodies melt together, heat and need burning deeply. As you whisper in my ear, your voice a drizzle of honey, drip feeding my desires as your words worship my body and your body worships me. You tell me that I'm pretty. You say I'm your goddess and you want to worship at my shrine. Your body always mine. You want to taste my juice and savor me, that I suit you to a tea. You want to touch my deepest depths. You want to hold me in your arms and heart, never once again to part. You move your fingers to my breasts to fondle, rising to your endearment and caressing touch. Still filling my ears with wonderful seduction. Your hands slip down around my waist. Your manhood fills my waiting space. All the time your secret words lavishing my brain. Your toned, tanned muscles holding me, the steady scent of manhood. The touch of your body, all sending me to lover's heaven, but the whispered words are the icing on the cake. Putty in your hands, me they make. They touch every sense, essence, glowing, tingling. They turn my heartstrings to liquid. They are perfect accompaniment to our cacophony and symphony of lovemaking. End poem. Well, that was quite passionate and seductive. You know, it's filled with desire and passion, and I thought she got her point across quite well. But yeah, time for a cold shower after that one. But what did you think, Bobby?
Cold shower, hell. I want a glass of champagne and a cigarette. I like that better. I like cold showers. Took them in boot camp, hated them. I loved it. It is just so passionate. And there's wonderful descriptions tonight, such wonderful word paintings being crafted here, engaging all the senses. Your voice, a drizzle of honey, drip feeding my desires as your words worship my body. How beautiful is that? That's just the start of it. It's just a wonderful, wonderful piece. Rising to your endearment and caressing touch, still filling my ears with wondrous seduction. The language is deeply sensual and more than subtly erotic, but very, very passionate and very moving, because you can feel not only is there, it's not just lust, it's seduction, it's romance, which I think is just so much more captivating.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Bobby. And Thomas, what did you think?
In a lot of ways, this feels to me almost like a cup, I guess you could say, because she's just drinking in and sharing with us through the poetry all the things that are being given to her, and it's so personal it almost makes me feel like I'm Peeping Tom, listening to her describe how he really moves her, shapes her, creates for her this wonderful experience. And it becomes very enchanting, you know, all sending me to lovers have been, but the whispering words are the icing on the cake, putty in your hands, they touch my very essence. Flowing and tingling, they turn my heartstrings to liquid. It's just such an intimate, descriptive piece about the way she is moved and the way she is just enchanted, that it becomes, like I said, so personal, and I feel like almost like a Peeping Tom listening to her describe all this. Very, very well done.
But it is a very personal piece.
Yeah.
I agree. Thank you both. Okay, I have the next poem up, and it's by Chinaski, and he has a SoundCloud. Oh, we have a caller here. I'm going to bring this caller on.
Hey!
Hello, is that you?
Hello there. Hello there, my friends.
Hi.
Hello,
how are you?
Hello, my friends. I thought I'd have spent some time. I cannot be on the whole show the whole hour, or the whole time, but I thought I'd stop by for a bit and just join you. I'll see
a
you
moment
there.
With you, Frank. A moment with you, Frank, is better than eternity with someone else.
All right. There we go. Thank
right.
you very
You're
much.
Being again.
let's not start tonight now. Okay. Let's proceed.
Okay, so I have the next poem up. It's by Chinaski. Here he goes to SoundCloud.
haunches hovering above petal silhouettes, black and white looking glass reflections, billowing, evanescence. Weak whispers quiver above broken shattered glass, cutting into flowers, intoxicating bouquets. Giving yourself upon an altar pose, slightly lifted, holding steady gaze, caught under heated, windy moments. Neon caresses moist lips, latching breath, a tinsel nest, cinnamon spice, hot wax, dropping sex notes into the package. Forged, peached ripples, thrusting waves against shores with nibble kisses, destroyed upon soot, rubble, as honey nectar drips slowly down, nourishing lilies. Scratched markings upon smooth porcelain shoulders, where yesterday there were wings. Our island physically breathless, self-devoured, it's the game, dying becomes climax. On the sweat and tile, lint, crippled long hair, as vultures descend from clouds. Mirrors, bandits of time, coiled serpents in a room, moving over landscapes, uprooting the mind. You never said goodbye, packed boxes, bags, picture frames, upon an old Chevrolet.
Wow, that was amazing, SoundCloud, and a fantastic, you know, metaphorical, right? Deeply filled with, you know, powerful scenery and description throughout. What did you think, Bobby?
Well, I'm still sitting here contemplating it. It's wonderful. I really like the metaphors. They're not obscure. I just the scratching marks upon smooth porcelain shoulders where yesterday there were wings. That is so subtle. I mean, the illusion there that yesterday this person was an angel and today they're not. This is just, and some of the other mirrors, bandits of time, coiled serpents in a room, moving over landscapes, uprooting the mind. Again, so illusory. It just, you can read this and imagine, you know, that the mirror steals away what you used to look like and shows you what you do look like, and it feels like a bandit. And it's a wonderful piece. I've really enjoyed it. I've already tucked it in favorites. And I want to know when Frank started giving master's classes in SoundCloud.
Right. Fantastic comment. Wonderful comment, Bobby. Thank you. And Thomas, what did you think?
Yeah, this is really definitely like a rain of steady images, one after the other. They just build upon each other so that by the time you get to those last few lines, you are completely caught into a relationship. And I like the way from our island, physically breathless, self-devoured, it's the game, dying becomes climax. On the sweating tile, live, crippled, long hair, as vultures descend from clouds, the sense of things coming to an end starts right there from being just incredible and almost beyond perfection. And then the business about the mirrors that Bobby already talked about, and those last, you never said goodbye, packed boxes, bags, picture frames upon an old Chevrolet. I just get this image of like being in Oklahoma, something like Grapes of Wrath, and everything just going into the car and she's gone. And everything that once was isn't anymore. So this both has a beautiful sense of love in it, and at the same time, a terrible cry. The ending's really sharp. Very, very well done. Enjoyed it.
That was a great comment. Thank you, Thomas. And Frank, what did you think?
No, I have to agree. This is a poem that very much, I'm very much, I would say, I know his style. I know his style well. And he has a wonderful style of writing, which is very much very unique of him. I don't see it much in other poets here. He has a vision as well of writing that's very admirable as well. I thought the poem really is what everyone has touched about, really has that there's a sense of veneration there of who he's talking about. Then at the same time, as what Thomas said, there is that sense of nostalgia there. There is that sense of saying never say goodbye, and which is always the hardest part, you know. But I also thought this poem was a very central piece here. Now, if we take the imagery throughout the poem here, you know, we can actually feel, you know, the whole power, the intensity of the sensuality expressed in this poem. I thought he did a magnificent job on that.
Well said. Thank you, Frank. It was a great comment.
You're welcome.
Okay, Frank, I have your poem up whenever you're ready.
Oh, wow. All right. I wasn't prepared yet so soon, but this is a poem that I wrote recently. I did. Unfortunately, I haven't had time to do a SoundCloud, not only for tonight, but for the original show beforehand. This is called Undress Me. It goes like this. Mi amor, invite me as a guest into your sexual parlor. The penetrating layers of your eroticism play the seductive game of naked poker. Entertain our lusts of truth or dare. Let me feel the silky, sable strands of your hair. Hear the naughty whispers of my temptation. Touch the surface of your smooth thighs. Caress the edges of your color pigeon cheeks. Rub on to the defined shape of your sculpture. Sip from the fountain of the curves of your bosom. Drink the redolent wine of the taste of your lips. Smell the sweet scent of your perfume, purple perfume. I move slowly the threads to your sexy garments to be drenched in the moisture of your mocha skin. Tame me with the blindfold of your passion untied. I want to strip the veil of your mysterious secrets, lost in the sensuality of the mazes of your pleasure. Know the unexplored limits of your provocation. Your ebony eyes cast a powerful, exotic spell on me. I'll be your lover. And you can be my sole seductress, an eternal mistress of my infernal desires, and we can explore the realm of our imagination. Undress me, please, mi amor, if you dare, señorita. Dejar descubrir los placeres de tu lujuria, hacerte recordar cómo era de sentir el fuego, ser el dueño de tus caprichos y deseos. Ser la llama que enciende tu cuerpo entero. Let me discover the pleasures of your lust. Make you remember how it was to feel the fire. Be the master of your whims and desires. Be the flame that lights your entire body in the poem.
Beautiful read, Frank. And, you know, how deep is this, right? It's passionate, sensual, exotic, erotic, you know,
yeah.
Intense, uplifting.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's everything. It is a powerful, powerful, right, Frank? Beautiful job.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much, sir.
What did you think, Bobby?
I think you didn't leave me many adjectives. I found it seductive and hypnotic. I gotta say, Frank, as much as I relish your SoundClouds, hearing you read live, there's just no comparison. This was a beautiful write. It is so textured and so passionate, as so deeply erotic and seductive, and yet again. With your incomparable style, it has the romance of Neruda and Byron, and there's nothing except beauty in what you write, and the beauty of romance and love. So I really enjoyed this very much.
Well, I appreciate that. I forgot you're my number one fan there, so I'm ever more appreciative there.
You bet.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bobby. Great comment. And Frank, Tom, what did you think?
Everything Bobby said. He said it all. I can't add anything to that. I know when I'm totally out of my league, and I admit defeat. You know, she handled it all rather well. And,
See, now you're getting all those people.
Oh, there we go. There we go.
And Frank, would you like to say anything about your write?
Yes, this was, I forgot to mention the most important thing. This was for a contest I entered for Victoria. I believe the photo is no longer there, but it was based on that prompt there. And I wasn't able to do a SoundCloud. I believe the show hasn't been done yet, or I don't know what's going on there. But it was the only one that I have that fitted in, because I didn't realize that you had it tonight, you were going to do the show. And this was the only one I could find there. But it's basically based on the prompt there. And anyone who's interested could click on the contest there, and you could see the prompts there. It's very much self-explanatory, I would say, when you see those prompts. And, you know, when these types of contests go on, it's easily very, it's not hard to be inspired when you have prompts there, you know. This was based on that prompt, and it was a seductive prompt, of course, of, you know, someone being undressed. So that's what the poem was called, Undress Me.
Amazing.
Yes.
Great comment. Thank you.
Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
So, yeah, that was wonderfully done. Excellent job, Frank. Okay, I have
Thank
the
you
next
write-up.
You wouldn't mind me, Bobby? You bet.
No, I don't mind. Although I find it difficult to follow Frank's act.
Absolutely.
But you could always try there, Bobby. Give it a
well,
start.
Well, I'll try channeling Frank and see what happens. but I don't think my voice goes any lower than this. Morning Blessings by Forgotten Madge. Each morning in the shadow of the night, I place small kisses upon the nape of your neck, trace my lips in staccato pecks along the curve of your collar, lingering upon the steady throb of your pulse as I make my way to savor the sensation of your jawline. Between the pauses of your deep, steady breath, I press my body to yours to feel you inhale and whisper, I love you, into your dreams. My arms yearn to hold you tighter, though I dare not wake you, as I learn to be content with my whispered farewell. Stolen moments to provide promises of after work, blessings upon your day, and infuse my love into your soul. And written from prompt 3, it was not into your ear you whispered, but into my heart. It was not my lips you kissed, but my soul. End poem.
Beautifully done, Bobby. Thank you. But, you know, you can feel the passion and the desire and the loving and the longing in this. Each morning in the shadow of the night, I place small kisses upon the nape of your neck, trace my lips in staccato pecks along the curve of your collar, lingering upon the steady throb of your pulse as I make my way to savor the sensation of your jawline. You know, how intimate is that? Beautifully expressed. What did you think, Thomas?
This is so tender. It's rare that you get somebody coming from the perspective of, I assume this is a couple, but having to leave before your partner has awakened yet to start their day, you hold them and love them as gently and as softly as you can, so as not to disturb their sleep, but to make sure that you leave that clear, total impression both on them and on yourself by how much love is really there. I just was kind of awed by this. This is just so tender and so intimate and sensual and erotic in a very quiet, gentle way that makes it almost made me feel like I should hold my breath while this poem was being read. A very, very striking poem.
Thank you, Frank. I mean, thank you, Thomas. That was a wonderful comment. And Frank, what did you think?
No, I agree. I mean, I would say Thomas there said epitomized this poem in my opinion. I think the wonderful notion of this whole poem was epitomized by Morning Blessings, the title there. I think that we often think about when we're with our lovers there, you know, we think about the night, you know, we seem to think about the passion of the night. Sometimes we don't realize and, you know, we don't think about the most beautiful moments, not only at night, in the morning, you know, when you wake with that person there, you know, and you share, you know, that morning, you know, that intimacy, and that's very much what I saw in this poem here, the intimacy, the sweet intimacy expressed in this poem, and I like the way she expressed this. I like the whole notion there of the whispers being accentuated in this way. It's a great poem.
Thank you, Frank. And Bobby, what did you think?
I agree with both Frank and Thomas. This does have a breathlessness to it, that you're peering over someone's shoulder as they're saying goodbye. And I think we've all been in that position where we've had to leave to go somewhere for something, and we have to leave our partner asleep in bed. And you look at them and then you want to just climb in with them and not go. But, you know, you have to fulfill responsibilities. So you bid them goodbye, knowing that the minute you hit the door and get behind the wheel, you're going to miss them, even though it's just for the day. And this says it with such tenderness and such elegance. And intimacy. I think this is probably one of the most deeply romantic poems. And again, it's like a love letter. It's telling someone just how much you love them and how you don't want to leave, but you don't want to disturb them either. But you don't want to leave without saying goodbye.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a great comment. Thank you, Bobby. Okay, I'm going to grab the next poem here. And this is I posted it by Kang.
Yeah, you did.
Would you mind please reading that, Thomas?
No, certainly. Whispers by Kang. She whispered, make love to me. The scents of floral, roses, and jasmine can't match when she whispered, come closer. She whispered so lightly, air parted for her sound's path, and a butterfly kissed my neck. Her smooth lace curves whispered a surrendered hors d'oeuvre, neath a lace conceal a silk allure. Her whispers so sweet an invite that luscious envied, and her sweet aftertaste was eternal. In sated lie, our coalesce infused, our minds recede. You lie, my chest, a whispered heart beats soothed. That moment, when quiet whispers, a sound of a fallen feather's glide, and quiet whispers an unsaid, I love you. end poem.
Beautiful read, Thomas. You know, and how engaging and touching is this poem? It's delicate and full of love and desire and passion. That moment when quiet whispers, the sound of a fallen feather's glide, and quiet whispers and unsaid, I love you. It's magical. What did you think, Bobby?
I really like the way the author has punctuated the piece with the word whisper. The aura of quietude and intimacy like you said, delicacy is so capably maintained through the whole thing, the whole piece. She whispered, come closer. She whispered lightly and parted for her sound's path. Beautiful, beautiful phrase there. Air parted for her sound's path. How delicate is that? That phrase it just captured me, and then her whispers so sweet and invite the luscious envy. Again, whispered heartbeats. There is an undercurrent of subtlety in this that even the last sign, a quiet whispers an unsaid I love you. Such delicacy. This is a beautiful piece. I really enjoyed it.
Great comment. Thank you, Bobby. And Frank, what did you think?
Yes, I agree with what Bobby said about the delicate nature of the way it was written. I thought this poem was very, very much, you know, very romantic. You know, there's something, a quality about romance when it's expressed in this nature, and it makes it even much more, I would say, envious. You know, when you have this type of love, or this type of relationship, and it's acknowledged, you know, and it's by both, then it's a beauty in itself. And I think that the poem itself just brought me to, it was a somewhat, you know, it was breathtaking, I would think, as well, you know, because it made me think of what, how much love really is when you are both in love.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Frank. And Thomas, what did you think?
You're welcome.
I agree with what's been said already. And just that to me, as I was reading it, I got this feeling of that it was like being done with a sense of what quiet is really all about, where every sound is created is almost accepted as part of the love. So there is a silence in the part of both the participants so that nothing is allowed to be missed. I mean, it's just the delicate intimacy and tenderness in this works really beautifully and leaves you feeling almost as if you have been given a place to just sit and watch two people worship one another. Really well done.
Well said. Thank you, Thomas. Okay, I have the next write-up, Frank. It's by me, Bella, if you wouldn't mind, please.
All right. Well, this is going to be a challenge here because you have yourself a wonderful voice. So this is a poem called... well, let me ask really quick. I believe you have a SoundCloud. I'm not sure if you knew that.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not up to par.
All right. I just wanted to make sure I cover that. All right, this is a poem called Desire, and it goes like this. The thought of you ambles on the edges of my flesh. You, your body, your exhales, your tone. You, the unbleached fingerprints, fondling the curvatures of my undressed spine. The exhales, mine and resource, exposing roused nerves, blemishing every fiber of my essence. You make me whole, a woman ardently involved with your moist desires parading on my silken lips, softly making my flesh capitulate to your chilling murmurs of moans, captivating my vestal meekness turning I into a submissive coy, while you hungrily trail my gait veracity, imbibing the drink for the god for you, for your lips to feel, for your tongue to taste, for your soul to see what you can do to me. End of poem.
That was a fantastic read, Frank. And
not quite as good, but
how beautiful is this poem? You know, it's so intimate and engaging. You know, it just pulls you through this whole scene, and you long to share that ecstasy, that enticement of a lover's touch. It's beautifully done. What did you think, Bobby?
The style of it is very engaging, very short sentences, phrases, and sometimes just one word. The thought of you ambles on the edges of my flesh. I mean, even the opening, it's like, okay, you've got me. I'm going to read the rest of this. Your body, your exhales, your tones, and it is just it's almost like a stream of consciousness as you're being made love to. All of these thoughts going through someone's head during intimacy, and it's like they're being voiced by this unseen narrative, and it's so erotic and so romantic. Just a beautiful piece. I really like it. I'm going to tuck it in with the rest of my favorites.
That's awesome. Thank you, Bobby. And Thomas, what did you think?
I like how she used these initially exclamations next to these short phrases, you know, the you, the exhales, you make me whole softly while you. Imbibing the drink for the gods for you. And then following all with the phrases that give meaning to each one of those exclamation points that make intimate and meaningful each phrase that she puts out in a quick, soft line so that you come away feeling as somehow that you have been invited in to a cloistered space and allowed to join in a celebration of the way this person has been gifted by another, has been held by the love of another, gently, thoroughly, and completely. Beautiful piece, just very the intimacy and sensuality. Almost thunders in its joy.
Excellent comment, Thomas. Thank you. And Frank, what did you think?
No, I mean, I'm going to agree with what's been said here. It's very, very much a very sensual. It's a very, it does have its romance as well. I think that Bella has a way of writing sensuality that is very intimate. It makes it seem very intimate, you know, in... It's very unique when you think of passion, when you think of desire. There is that need for intimacy. You know, if you go beyond just the simplicity of what it means, you know, there is that attachment there that is always the strongest part of a relationship or being with a lover. And I think she has a magnificent way of describing this type of relation with her words there, you know, the metaphors she uses. You know, she uses a lot of these metaphors at times that does make you think, and she does that very well. Her execution is very well. I just enjoy this poem here.
Wonderful comment. Thank you, Frank. Okay, yeah. I have the next poem up. It's by Shelley Burdon, and I have a SoundCloud for her.
As you whisper, the feel of your breath on my skin, igniting passion's fire within. tingling sensations through my spine as you whisper, "Now you are mine." Smiling from my kiss-plumped lips, you trace them with your fingertips. Your words leave me in suspension as you whisper, "Touch builds tension." Body begging for your sweet touch, never wanted release as much. Every inch has caught a flame, burning as you whisper my name. Your voice is like a lightning bolt, my legs trembling every jolt. As you whisper, "I want you more," I love to feel your hands explore. End poem.
Well, that was a beautiful SoundCloud. And, you know, it was intimate and sexy, sensual, just, you know, erotic and sexual. it really leaves you needing a cold shower, that's for sure.
That cold shower again.
Hey. There's nothing better there, Gray, than to admit one feels there.
All right. Bobby,
the old time of fauna.
Yeah. I wonder if we lost Bobby.
No, I'm here.
Okay.
I'm just being very quiet and polite. I know it's on character.
Totally not.
What did you think, Bobby?
I feel the poetry this evening is so engaging. I'm almost feeling like a voyeur listening to so much. Seriously, the intimacies and they're so beautifully expressed. I think to myself, you know, where is this glorious language when I need it? You know, do you find yourself repeating yourself? You know, instead of some of these, that's why we have this beautiful poetry that we can read it to someone. This is almost a brevity, and it is so. It's an economical write, but very. There's not a bit of waste in it. It's very passionate. It's very direct. And I think there's something to be said. Some of us, you know, we trail all over with flowery language, and here's someone who comes right to the point. And your voice is like a lightning bolt. My legs trembling every jolt as you whisper, "I want more. I love to feel your hands explore." And the rhyming is beautifully done. It lends a cadence to the piece that is very very pleasing. That is a very engaging write.
Great comment. Thank you, Bobby. And Thomas, what did you think?
This has been one of these evenings where we truly have been gifted by some of the most expressive moments of tenderness and vulnerability. Because people really have put themselves out there where you can see just how willingly tender they really are. Because you can't write about somebody else the way they move you and the way they make you feel unless you have been really tender and vulnerable to someone to hear and feel those things. And this is just another example of that done beautifully. And given to us in a way that almost says, "I'm only letting you have a little bit of this because there's so much more here that I want to keep to myself." I was really quite impressed.
Great comment. Thank you, Thomas. And Frank, what did you think?
Yes, I thought the poem had a delicacy as well. It was tender. Her voice was very soothing there. But I thought throughout the poem, I said to myself, there is a bit of passion more, just the mellow sound of her voice. And that laugh, I would say the last stanza for me was what really I thought was very central there. The voice, the legs, you know, the wanting for more, the hands exploring. That's very vivid there. I thought the poem, it started off with a nice romantic feel. Then it extended into a very passionate writer. Really liked the poem, the direction she took in this poem here. You know, it was a little bit where she began, you know, a little bit of that romance, but then she went into going into the action of the words there in that last stanza, and just that the imagery there in that last stanza for me was very palpable.
Absolutely, yeah. Thank you, Frank. Great comment. Okay, so I have the next poem up. It's by Fabrice D, and it's called Let's Make Our Murmurs So Well Kept Secrecies. They won't be waved farther than the square of these wheats. Ever sleeping secrets in the sap of the greens and doves gossips, soul of our love witnesses. Let's make our letters so filled with a fervor that they make poets blush from here, past, and future. Let's make our poems so filled with lyricism they will quake their bookshelves as would a sizem. And let's make our thrills be such intense fusion, they will grow from ripples to endless waves and tides, nourishing some ocean still long after moons gone, and lulling till time's end in boats and lovers' hearts. Let's lit in our eyes such glittering spotlights, their halos will glow long after the sun's died, and let's make of our smiles such shimmering shines that Cyrus will send us blinding waves of outcries. Let's make our loving words such a numbing river that these banks where we lie will know no drought ever, and make our pleasures reach such untold summits that the world climaxes will seek for their secrets. Let's make our lovemaking such eternal fever that when we live no more, we may live forever. End poem. But I thought that was skillfully written. You know, the way he dances with his words is quite fantastic. And it's definitely an engaging write. Let's make our love in words such a rumbling river that these banks where we lie will know no drought ever, and make our pleasures reach untold summits that all the world climaxes will see with their secrets. Seek their secrets. You know, just an engaging poem. What did you think, Bobby?
I'm seeing Byron and Neruda again. This is a very classical. It's deeply romantic, but my goodness, it is almost spiritual in the way that it approaches the love that the two people are sharing. And like I said, it has a very classical, very lyrical piece. Let us rise above everything that we know to be true and make our love something for the eons. And that's what I'm seeing. And that is, this is a really accomplished write.
Well said. Thank you, Bobby. I agree. And Thomas, what did you think?
This is quite an invitation. It is sensual and rich and intense in simply offering the possibility of a wondrous and magical love. It's bold and strong because it makes no attempt to be subtle about it. It's right out front. It is full of statements that come across as more than a promise, but as like facts of this is the truth and this is the way it shall be. Very bold, very, very powerful. Very daring.
Fantastic comment, Thomas. Thank you. And Frank, what did you think?
Yes, I thought the poem here was very much, it's poetic, it's essential, but I thought it had it, I thought it was powerful as well. I think the metaphors and utilized in this poem here really made it a very a creative, I would say, episodes of nostalgia, episodes of love, of passion, of sensuality. It had that quality, what Bobby was saying, a bit of Neruda. And it had other qualities of other poets as well. I like this type of poetry here. There is a sense of reverence in it. And I think poetry, when we talk about, sensuality, or we talk about poetries on romance, love, or whatever you want to call it, or even passion, there is that sense, where you want to have, that romanticism in there as well. You want to make it to the sense where the reader can obviously gravitate to the lines, I think he did a wonderful job here employing the metaphors in this regard and be able to be descriptive at the same time.
Well said. Thank you, Frank. Beautiful comment.
You're welcome.
Okay, I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please, Bobby.
I would not. I just want to make sure I was off of mute. Okay. Whisper in my ear? I can do that.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll whisper in your ear. Okay. And a brevity, too. Whisper in My Ear by Marva Goldfarb. If it's a secret, my dear, just whisper in my ear. If it's, I love you, I want to hear. If it's anything else, show me that you care and your love is beyond compare. End poem.
Wonderful read, Bobby. And, this is a touching little brevity. It says a lot in such few words. If it is, I love you, I'd want to hear. If it's anything else, show that you care and your love is beyond compare. And that's what you want when somebody whispers in your ear. You want that connection of togetherness. Just beautiful. What did you think, Thomas?
Well, I like the simplicity. It has a feeling of in its simplicity, it speaks to a deeper level of fear combined with tenderness that most of us, I think, experience when we're with someone in the early stages of intimacy, where anything but disappointment, just tell me what I want to hear. Tell me that, I love you. If it's anything else, make sure it's something that makes me feel warm and loved. It's very well done. I'm quite impressed.
Thank you, Thomas. I appreciate that. And Frank, what did you think?
Yes, I have to agree. This is, I have read some of his poetry before in my, I would say, contest I had before. And one thing I've always admired about Marvin is that he always has a wonderful display of humor. And I noticed that this poem has this, that essence of him, not just the humor, but the humanity as well. It's another quality that he shares with his pieces. And I know he's a very fond fellow out there. I've known him not much, but I have known his poetry more. I know that he's very passionate about the things that he writes, and this is no exception. And I like this brevity here. There's a simplicity, as what Thomas said, that makes his poem even much more endearing.
Absolutely. Thank you, Frank. Okay, Bobby, what did you think?
I know you guys are going to laugh because you've heard me say this time after time, but it's elegant in its simplicity. It says exactly what it means. If it's I love you, I want to hear. If it's anything else, show me that you care. The words carry great meaning. The actions show how you feel. So show me, my dear, as you tell me how you feel. And it leaves nothing to doubt. So it's very, very succinct, but very well said, and very, very loving.
Great comment. Thank you, Bobby. Okay, Tom, I have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Okay. Oops, let me hit again. Oh, there it is. Words for Me by Bettina Shomo. You call saying, I'm on my way up. On the nights we meet, I wait for you. A long bath puts me in the mood for you. I smile, asking myself, who are you? A love wish for has taken over, a new me, a different me. Thoughts of other times with you inhabit my mind. I dream about the passion we share, the way you come up behind me, not touching at first, just so close, I feel you there. The warmness of your body, the beauty of it, the way you whisper softly in my ear, what do you want? The way you say, I love you. The way you say my name. They take up space, lingering there, unlocking the door. I'm open for you. Excitedly, I stand looking out the window, a beautiful sunset before me. You come in, pausing for a minute, hearing your steps, knowing you're close. I drop the towel. I feel your touch. Turning my head towards you, you whisper, as if singing my favorite tune, words of love. My body shakes at the touch of your lips to my ear. You know me, my wants, the way to my heart, the way to my soul. End poem.
That was a beautiful read, Thomas. And such a, you know, tender, loving, longing, full, beautifully expressed right of desire and passion. You know, you can see all this as she goes through it, the anticipation, the excitement of the anticipation. And then finally she drops her towel to feel his touch. And he whispers, singing her favorite tune, words of love. Her body shakes at the touch of his lips to her ear. You know me, my wants, the way my heart, the way to my heart, the way to my soul. Just beautifully expressed. What did you think, Bobby?
It's interesting. I just, as this, I was looking at the previous, one of the previous pieces by Fabrice, and as florid is that, and ethereal as that piece is, this is the complete antithesis of that. This is very straightforward, very colloquial, very matter of fact. It is in its own way another love letter, but it does not seek grand passions. It just lays feeling and desire out there bare. It's raw. It's real. It's visceral. The person is saying, "I want you." And they're not retreating into to Byron or Neruda. They're saying, here I am, I want you. And as florid as the other, this one is elegant in its directness. And I really, really liked it.
That was a great comment. Thank you, Bobby. And Frank, what did you think?
No, I have to say, I mean, I'm lost of words here after what Bobby said there. I think the whole poem, I mean, it has such a that quaint nature of romance. Yet at the same time, it has that very steamy passion of seduction here in the film here. You know, you know, the imagery, you know, just the whole notion there of what she's describing there, though it's a gentle nature of love, the in reverence, you know, when it ends up with the dropping of the towel, to me that goes beyond just the simplicity of romance. There is that that passion there that really, you know, the beauty of it, really, I'll be brief, the beauty of this type of poetry, you know, in the poetry we've heard tonight, is that there is that wanting, that there is attachment as well, you know, to the, you know, the poet, poetess, and the, you know, who's being invoked in the poem. There is that attachment and that intimacy that's being expressed off this poem. That's very much admirable, I would say. It's a type of relation that we would all want to have, you know, expressed in our intimacy.
Well said. Thank you, Frank. And Frank, I have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please. It's by Laurie West.
Yeah, just bear with me. my phone just give me a minute here. I'm going to have to, what is it, Laurie West? Just let me see if I can get up to the phone. So just bear with me here. Doesn't seem like I'm going to be able to phone for the moment. This phone is just stuck on. It's not going to allow me. It's so slow as it is. So you might want to get me to the next one. If not, I don't want to take more of the time. Fortunately, sometimes it happens with the phone.
All right. Okay. I'll read this for you. Glory West.
Oh, I have it now.
Okay,
now.
Sure.
All right, this is a poem called Notes of Whispers, and it's called Notes of Whispers by Laurie West. He whispers slowly in my ear, I love you, as he is loving her hard to the core, hugging and kissing her neck, dark hair, man letting all show in the bedroom. This is Whispers of True Love, the last time, in Chance for Love, in the poem.
I'm a bit confused on the opening stanzas. He whispers slowly in my ear, I love you, as he is loving her hard to the core, hugging and kissing her neck, dark hair. You know, it's definitely an interesting write for that fact of, you know, the duality of that, those two stanzas. But I think she's just flipping it between herself. Just a powerful write, man. What did you think, Bobby?
There's a duplicity to this piece. You know, is this love or is it simply raw lust and desire? And, you know, if it is the latter, then, you know, what the hell's wrong with that? I like the fact that she's written something that's very compact and leaves the interpretation to the reader. I think that happens so seldom. That usually we, and I know I'm very guilty of this, laying things out from A to Z without leaving any of the letters in between out. This is a right that leaves a lot out and lets you interpolate, and I like that. It makes the reader think.
Yeah, absolutely. And Frank, what did you think?
Well, I don't know if... I should say what I think. This first stanza too really had me going there. For a moment I thought it was, we were talking about a menage a trois. But then I thought to myself, perhaps there's more than just a simplicity, and maybe she's just throwing that in. But I like the notion there of how whispers, you know, in an intimate space, you know, when you are sharing that space of intimacy with one or two others, that the whispers of romance, of seduction, of lust, they all come together, they form, you know, a bond, because words are what we speak, you know. We don't, you know, most of us use words and utilize them to seduce others, you know. It's seduction there. And I like the whole notion of how the whispers, you know, are very much displayed here in this brevity. It's only a brevity, but it does have much impact there, I see. I really, it just threw me off there, but I did enjoy the brevity.
It was a great comment. Thank you, Frank. Okay, I'll get the next poem here. This is by Matt Jameson. I'll post the link. Okay, this is called My Beating Heart. I felt a fellow human being once float into my deepest heart. I never felt it since or before, but she danced like perfect art. Her eyes locked on me with a smile as the spirit traipsed within. It flickered briefly around my soul and then slowly pierced my skin. I peered right back, transfixed, engulfed, aware I now carried her within my being and how we were each other's guardian angels to a path that would be serene. And to this day, the road runs true, and we've always stayed together as she pumps right through my beating heart from that day forever. End poem. Well, that was loving, you know, that was deeply, powerfully engaging and loving. You know, I've never felt it since or before, but she danced like perfect art. Her eyes locked on me with a smile as the spirit traipsed within. It flickered briefly around my soul and then slowly pierced my skin. You know, when somebody, you know, gets inside you like that right from the start, you know, that's powerful stuff right there. What did you think, Bobby?
It's a very visceral piece. It doesn't appear so, but I mean, on the surface, but if you examine it, I look at it, and here's someone who's talking about almost like love at first sight. He spies this person. He's transfixed. There's a connection, and the connection has lasted a lifetime. What it leaves out is all the work that has gone into the relationship that they've, as she pumps right through my beating heart from that day forever. That is just summarizing everything that has gone between them from the beginning and since. And it's just, again, I this is one of those rites that leaves a lot out. But when you read it, you realize from life experience that this is something that runs very deep, very true. It's a deeply romantic piece. Again, and we're seeing a lot of love letters tonight in different variations. And just beautifully said, this type of pairing and romance it reminds me of when I'm out and about and I see an older couple walking and they're holding hands. And I don't know whether to cry or smile because I have such envy for them.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Bobby. And Frank, what did you think?
I'm going to agree here. I'm going to agree more with, I would say I agree with everyone, but I agree with you there, Gray. I think that when you have this type of love, you know, when it's expressed in this nature here, in this depth, this intensity, it is a beautiful, I always say, you know, this is a phrase I always say, a beauty of its own, and how I apply it here, because the type of love that he's describing here is a type of love that that is a beauty of its own. And I do like the way he just captured the notion of the heart. You know, because when you do have, like what you said, Gray, when you are, you feel this type of love, you know, it's something that's just somewhat, I would seem, innate in nature, yet at the same time, it's just at times undefined. It's too undefined where you really don't understand it completely because it's your heart and not your mind, but it just makes you gravitate like a magnet.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Frank. Wonderful comment. Okay, I'm going to play Mammy on SoundCloud. She has a poem with SoundCloud, so I'll get that.
Listen. Listen. Let me hear your heart. Let me hear your thoughts. Drown me in your sighs as I move between your thighs. Scratch my back with your manicured nails. Let me feel your hunger as my blood drops from them. I'll burrow my head between your breasts and drink in the scent of you. Lilac, lavender, and rose. Listen to my moans as I close my eyes. Savor your mouth crushed against mine. Chest to chest we dance upon this marital bed. Always will I cherish you till time creeps us.
That was beautiful. You know, you can feel the passion and the sensuality in this, the longing and the desire. Just wonderfully crafted. Listen to my moans as I close my eyes to save your mouth crushed against mine. Just a passionate, passionate piece here. What did you think, Bobby?
I agree. Very passionate. Visual imagery is so beautifully expressed. Let me hear your thoughts. Drown me in your sighs. How beautiful is that line? I burrow my head between your breasts and drink in the scent of you. Listen to my moans as I close my eyes to save your mouth crushed against mine. This is so beautifully expressed. It is subtly erotic, but it is so sensual and loving in the way it's expressed. It is I'm collecting poems left and right here. I'm going to tuck this one into my favorites. Seriously, we are being privileged this evening for some just poetry. I know that those terms go together, but I just coupled them.
Well said. Thank you, Bobby. And Frank, what did you think?
Oh, I have to say that this was a very, very seductive piece. I think Bamya did an excellent job here, and it's unfortunate she's not on board with him. But she did a fantastic job. This poem here was very, very passionate, very sensual, romantic. But it really was the way she described the poem, you know, it's very descriptive. Yet at the same time, it has a sense of eloquence as well. You know, the tone of her voice is what drew me in. You know, she had a way of expressing the poem there that almost felt that it was just, you know, real. You know, what she was describing was just not a mere poem. It was something that she was, you know, something she was going through, something she was feeling. So I got that feeling there. I had the feeling that she, you know, what she was, the way she read the poem, that it was actually an experience of her own, and I thought this poem was just fantastic. I was completely I wouldn't say breathless, but I was very much mesmerized by the way she just, you know, read, and the way she, the tone of her voice was just something that really caught my eye here. Oh, my
absolutely
ear, make that my ear. My ear.
Yes.
Yeah, that prop did. That prop caught my eye there, but she caught my ear.
Yeah. Wonderful comment. Thank you, Frank. Okay, Bobby, I have the next 10 up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
No, not at all. I was actually kind of sitting and appreciating her last stanza. Chest to chest we dance upon this marital bed. All wish I will cherish you until time claims us. How beautiful a vow of love is that?
I agree.
Poetry here. It's so beautiful this evening. Okay, we've got You and I Make Sweet Music. There it is. Okay. Talia R. You and I make sweet music together. Magical, simply romantic, your sweet, sweet kisses. It's like a work of art when we touch. It's so beautiful. All my senses seem to leave me. You place me in a different world, but I like it. You send goosebumps all over me. The real ecstasy is when you whisper those sexy words I love to hear. This love is like no other I have known. I am so glad I found you. Our love is the epitome of beauty. Continue to give my life new meaning. Love me forever, my dear. Sweet and sexy words fill my art with cheer. End poem.
That was a beautiful read and a beautiful poem. You know, you can feel the love, the desire, and the passion in this. And it's like reading a love letter to her loved one. I thought it was just beautifully done. What did you think, Frank?
Yes, I have to agree. This is really very, very... There's a sense of... I just love the title there, The Sweet Music. You know, it seems like I would say it seems at times like a cliche, you know. You hear it so much in songs and poems, sweet music. But it really is like sweet music when you... You have, you know, the devotion, the adoration that's being expressed here in this poem here. You know, it's a romantic feeling that you can feel from, you know, head to toe. And I like what I enjoyed about the poem was just the simplicity as well of this poem here. You know, just everything about the poem is just has a simplicity and it has a sincerity to it. And I like the way she ended that poem with... was ended with "Forever, my dear, sweet and sexy words fill my heart with cheer." You know, at times, you know, when we in relationships, and you know, and we're in them for a while, you know, meaningful ones, of course, then we start to, you know, peel off the layers of each other, and it's, you know, beyond just the physicality that draws us to that person. There's other elements out there, that, you know, the way that person is, you know, the quality of that person, but you begin to see even more as you're with that person. And this is a prime example of that, you know, it's someone who admires that other person, you know, not just in the physical sense, but in every regard, you know, and that's beautiful there, I would say. I don't know, I mean, I'm just saying, I mean, perhaps you would agree with me there, Gray. I don't know what you think about that.
Yeah. I agree. And Bobby, what did you think?
It is a brevity that very much reads like the love letter that it is. The real ecstasy is when you whisper those sexy words I love to hear. The love is like no other I have known. I'm so glad I found you. Our love is the epitome of beauty. This piece is so filled with promise and the joy of love and spending all their time with this loving partner and looking forward to the promise of what they'll experience together. It almost makes me wish that it was always like this, because this feels like the first blush of love and all the elation and the endorphins and the adrenaline and all the positivity. And wish there was something they'd come out with on the market that would make it all last forever, because it is so beautiful. And I think this piece typifies that first blush.
Well said. Thank you, Bobby. Okay, Frank, I have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
This is a poem here by Perfect Sunset, and it goes like this. It's like Moon Love. Gold-bearded jawbone graces clavicles as sun-drenched. Warmth clothes backside, your breath trickling softly down my bosom. Candle wax melt in me like honey, and high tragedies deep in the forest cove of my thighs. Fragrances of damp earth and pink berry clouds, red velvet satin, veins on your skin, as you inhale me to the very softness of my limbs. Head deep in my silken accord, you show how my ass are pearls, dangling slightly, soft and slowly, pummeling me. Only blazing through the window, after a night of deep silver granite, countertop enshrouded by bottom of his aromas, kissing on naked white moon skin. I'm sorry, some of these words perhaps tripped me there.
That's okay, Frank. Thank you. But I had you reread a poem, apparently. We've had this read before.
We get publicity
as soon as we got to the black granite, it's like, oh, no.
Look how happy you made the author. They got to get read twice.
There we go.
Exactly.
I made it a fame there.
Right. But what did you think of the poem, Frank?
Very much essential. You know, when you get prompts like this, as I said before, you can go in many directions. But when it comes down to sensuality, you have nothing but your own imagination to guide. And I like this whole notion of, you know, this the word that she, I would say, the lexicon here used here was very, it's a cool place where in wonderful metaphors, the peat bed, the clouds, I like the motion, the notion there of the ruby in my rib cage, porcelain neck, the an acorn goat hair that tripped me up, that word, sorry, but it caught my attention there. I thought the poem was sensational. I thought it was very passionate, very central. It had a bit of eroticism as well, but it was just on spot, I would say. It was a fantastic write, and it was very, very visual.
Great comment. Thank you, Frank. And Bobby, you've already commented on this poem, so we'll just move on.
Yes, I have.
Okay, so I'm going to post the next poem here, and this is by Kang. It's called Whispers. She whispered the scent of floral, roses and jasmine. Can't match when she whispered, come closer. She whispered so lightly, air parted for her sound's path, and a butterfly kissed my neck. Her smooth lace curves whispered a surrendering hors d'oeuvre. Neath lace conceal a silk's allure. Her whisper so sweet an invite, the luscious envied, and sweet her sweet aftertaste was eternal. In sated lie, our coalescence infused, our minds received, you lie on my chest, the whispered heart begins to soothe. That moment when quiet whispers, a sound of a fallen feathers glide, and quiet whispers, and then said, I love you. And, I think we've read that one, too. I don't know how this happened. double postings. But would you like to comment on it, Frank?
Was it The Whispers, the one by King?
Yeah.
Or am I after? Yeah, I believe I commented on that one. Oh, and when you brought that one up.
Okay. I don't know how that happened, but...
Yeah, I do recall that was read tonight. I don't recall many, but I do remember I did comment on that. Is this the last poem here, or is there one more? I mean, or do you want me to comment again on it? I don't know if we have time to kill.
No, that's okay. I have the next poem up, if you wouldn't mind, please, Bobby.
No, don't mind. Okay, whoops, there we go. You whisper and draw me into you. Okay, I don't think we've read this one. You whisper and draw me into you. Day dies out, pulling down the dark curtain, Rubicon, west sprinkle, twilight grains, give blast of lust on every mundane bed. Your disorderly linen ruffle my slumber. You draw me closer to you. You are smelt a full bottle of Christian Dior, cast an opium spell on my soul. You keep whispering an amorous talk near my ears, tingle my desirous part. My patience gets inflamed. I dive into you to die. And
how passionate is that? You know, you keep whispering amorous talk near my ears, the tingle my desires part. My patience gets inflamed. I dive into you to die. Just a fantastic closing line. What did you think, Frank?
Well, I thought it was sensational, right? Late for me, I wasn't able to catch the whole poem because of, I couldn't get on to it. But I mostly heard the poem. I thought it was very much a, it had this natural essence to the poem that I did enjoy. The poems tonight have been great. You know, I do agree with what Bobby said. The poems have been unmatched, I would say. You know, this was great prompt tonight for I believe it was for the contest, and they were excellent writes, and I thought this was no exception. This was a great write.
Great comment. Thank you, Frank. And Bobby, what did you think?
I enjoyed the intensity of this. It's a very short piece. I have a strange feeling that this was translated into English from another language, probably Hindi, because I see some contextual errors in there that just interpretive things. But the meaning comes across quite clearly, and the last stanza, like you said, is quite striking. My patience gets inflamed. I dive into you to die. That is interesting because I believe the French term for climax is petit mort, which is small death. And so that last line there has a real significance.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Bobby. That was a wonderful comment. And Frank, I have the next write-up, if you wouldn't mind, please.
Yeah, it's what is the one you have? I'm not sure if I'm caught up. I'm probably behind.
It's Whispers of a Lover's Prayer.
Whispers of a... Okay. Is this the one... is it by... I'm not sure if I know how to pronounce the name there.
Frumos.
Frumos.
So...
All right, bear with me here. I'm at that point where I'm still... my phone is just so bad tonight. I do apologize, I agree. I know you've got less time, so perhaps you might want to read it.
Okay, sure. This is by Frumos Soul Weaver, and it's called Whispers of a Lover's Prayer, and in bracket, O Lucifer, come, bracket. Come, my deepest love, speak lowly and soft upon my burning ear with bated breaths of carnal promises. You know you insidiously draw me near with silken touch and delicate caresses. You make me quiver beneath playful fingers, awakening feelings from forgotten reveries. You sinisterly excite my truest self-desire. You unlock the primal forbidden door. You free my lusty, darker nature. And with deep, salacious, gripping, belladonna kisses, I am your poet. I am your mewling lover, you part me tenderly. My God, you devil. You'll find my moistened core and inferno of swirling need, ready for you to claim your right, ignite my smoldering, starving soul, aid me in your black flame, bound by sanguine vow intimately. I am eternally yours, dear beloved Lord. End poem. Well, that was powerful and engaging. You know, you can feel all this as it happens and see it as it's going on. You make me quiver beneath your playful fingers, awakening feelings from forgotten reveries. You sinisterly excite my truest self's desires. What did you think, Bobby?
That's a very dark light, romantic, but in a very sinister way. Dark. I think she's. This is a love letter to Satan. I believe that she's inviting him in for the evening, and she's got quite an agenda on hand here. But it's well expressed. Very vivid visual imagery. Wonderfully constructed metaphors with deep, salacious, dripping belladonna kisses, poisonous kisses. My God, that's pretty. It's intense. It's intense, it's visceral, it's raw, it's very dark.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Bobby. And Frank, what did you think?
Yeah, I thought it was an invocation there to our beloved Satan there, Lucifer. I thought this poem, you know, it was dark, but, you know, there is a beauty to this type of poetry. You know, we often situate Lucifer, you know, give him a bad connotation at times. We don't realize that there is a sense of seduction there when not only, well, actually not just seduction there, but there's also admiration there for this type of poetry here, because it's adventures, you know. We all have this, you know, sinful nature in us, you know, and at times we oppress it because of, you know, whatever reason we oppress it. But it's there, you know, it's in our darkest chambers there inside of us. And I like this type of poetry because it's adventurous, it's bold, it's daring, you know, and it has that quality of, you know, defiance. But it also has that sensuality, which is very much, I would say, known for Lucifer and what describes his dark, you know, nature there. And this is what I like about the poem there, you know, it does have that that invocation there of Lucifer in a central manner there. So I thought this poem was very befitting of tonight's ending. This is the last poem, you Gray. This was a great way to end the show.
Well said. Thank you, Frank. I appreciate it. And thank you, Bobby and Frank, for calling in tonight to share your hearts, your minds, your voices, and most especially your time. Much love, everybody.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, my friend. Buenas noches. Take care. Take care, Bobby.
Ciao.
I'll see you in Seville.
Good night, everybody.